This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Thursday, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts and 29 other Republican senators introduced legislation to prevent the Environmental Protection Agency from implementing its proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. AgriPulse reports the senators claim the rule would allow the agency to take over all private and state waters in the U.S. by expanding its jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. Roberts said he wants to make sure the expansion of regulatory jurisdiction over waters of the U.S. is shelved for good, and he believes this legislation prohibits the EPA Administrator and Army Corps of Engineers Secretary from finalizing the rule or trying a similar regulation in the future. According to Meeting Place, data from USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates the per-pound retail pork value was $3.95 in May, which was nearly 13% higher than May 2013. USDA predicts the second quarter value will be in the mid-$3.90s, with the second half 2014 retail pork values likely to break through the $4 per pound level. June is Dairy Month, and in honor of that, I spoke with Nokomis area dairy farmer Dave Rupert about his home operation and the trends of dairying today.
We have about 300 acres over by Nokomis, mostly good, fat, fertile ground. That's why many people aren't dairying anymore, because they're raising corn and beans all the time. But I'm one of the few left. My son-in-law and youngest daughter joined us a few years ago, so it looks like maybe the farm will continue. Their children are the sixth generation on the farm, and we have registered Holsteins, milk around 75 cows, and been very active in different breed organizations, dairy organizations, and I'm on the Prairie Farms Board of Directors for the last several years.
You said you milk about 75 head of Holstein. Do you still pasture them, or do you have them indoors?
They have lots that they can go out on all the time, but as far as just pasture, no, we don't really have the facilities. And that flat ground, when you get water, it turns to mud, and they don't drain very well. So we do keep them inside most of the winter. They're on the lots, but even when the weather's permissible, they're out, so they got exercise out in the dirt.
And 75 head, that's kind of a small farm by today's standards.
Very much so, but it seems like we're always busy. The dairy conditions haven't been the best economically last few years, so it makes it tough. We don't have any hired help. We do it all, my wife, myself, and now my son-in-law and his wife. Of course, she's got some small children, so that limits that a little bit. But we've enjoyed it, and we've been able to be successful, so hopefully we can continue.
Now, you say that it keeps you busy. Do you just want to walk us through what a typical day is like for you, through the chore routine and everything?
Okay. Well, we start about 3:45 in the morning. Mark, son-in-law, he usually gets the feeding going, and I do most of the milking. Takes us till clean up and everything, about 7 o'clock. Short breakfast, and then we're out scraping lots, doing other feedings. And then, of course, you usually have some other things that you're not expecting. Every day's different, that's for sure. When you get up, you're not real sure what's going to happen. Then it takes, of course, your manure hauling and veterinary work and cattle work. With registered cattle, we're probably spend a little more time with our cattle than just a commercial dairyman. And, of course, then we got the crops that we have to take care of also. And then about 3 o'clock or so, we start all over again, so we get done by 6:30, 7 o'clock at night.
Well, that certainly sounds like a busy day. You said that the dairy industry, it's kind of rough to keep going, especially with a smaller herd. I can imagine that it's a lot of effort, a lot of work. What keeps you going with dairy cattle?
Well, I think what got me into it was I love the cattle. And I love the genetics end of it, the registered end of it, the showing and the merchandising and so forth. And I have had four children, and they've all been interested, even though they're the only ones back on the farm. The rest of them are all still interested in it and love the cattle and bring their kids back to show or help take care of the calves or whatever. But it's been a good life. I mean, here, our families work together. Everything we've done together, and that's pretty rare in today's situation. I mean, from the time we get up to the time we go to bed, we basically have worked together. And whether it's sports or the cows or the farming or whatever.
Again, that was Nokomis area dairyman Dave Rupert. Get big or get out. That seems to be the trend in many areas of agriculture nowadays, and for Dave Rupert, it's no different. He talks about the challenge with either expanding or finding a niche market to keep a farm in business.
Yeah, this is going to be a real problem in the next few years because I'm about done as far as my physical able to work. So Mark and Laura's going to have a big decision to make. What are they going to do? Are they going to be able to expand or find that niche? The registered animal has helped us where we've been able to sell breeding animals through the years. That is also kind of going by the wayside with the introduction of genomics and all this. It's hard to keep up with it because there's a few players that seem to be really pushing it and are way ahead of the game, and for the ordinary dairyman, it's hard to play that game because of numbers and so forth. But, yeah, robots, as far as giving a person more time, possibly not having to be there morning and night. At least that's the way it sounds. But when you talk to the people that have the robots, they still have to be there because they, like any equipment, there's problems, and so you still have to be on call and be ready to answer to keep your operation going. As far as the farms, yeah, like in Illinois, we're down to less than 1,000 dairy farms on grade A now. The herd size continues. I think the herd size in Illinois now is around 120 head, so that has increased about 20 head per farm over the last 5 years. We get down to Clinton and Washington County, there's getting to be some 1,000 cow herds, and over by Olney, there's a herd wanting to go to 3,000. So yeah, it's seems like that's the trend now. It's either try to get big or get out.
Yep, get big or get out. That's very true. I've heard that a lot of times over the years. What are some steps that the dairy industry is taking to make sure that the milk is safe? There's a whole debacle right now over whether people should be able to drink raw milk or not, whether what they're getting in the stores is safe. So do you just kind of want to address that issue?
Yes. One thing I think is just a misconception out in the public, because here in the United States, our milk is probably the most regulated, most tested milk anywhere in the world. Starting at the farm, we, of course, have very strict standards. People don't realize the dairy farm is inspected by the state health department at least twice a year, sometimes 3 years. Plus, then we have federal surveys and federal inspections that are very tough, and we have to maintain equipment and cleanliness and herd health and animal health. They check our water fountains, they check our well supplies, our water supplies. It's all been tested. Most farms today, if we do have to use some antibiotics or something once in a while on cattle, we try not to anymore than we have to. But we have on-the-farm test kits where we can test the milk to make sure no contaminated milk gets into our bulk tank. And then the milkman comes and he takes a sample every time. He takes it along with him to the dairy. When he gets there, his whole tanker is tested. Then each individual farm sample is tested. So we've already got about three checks of make sure that milk is pure, clean, no antibiotics, no contaminants that's going to cause any problem with the public consumption of the milk at the grocery store.
Definitely a thorough process.
Very, very thorough.
Again, that was Nokomis area dairy farmer Dave Rupert. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.